Welcome to the Extra Business Edition podcast with Ted Robertson. The Extra Business Edition is a production of the KRDO Network. And now, Ted Robertson.
Good morning and happy Friday to one and all. I'm Ted Robertson. You're listening to the Extra Business Edition here on KRDO News Radio. My guest today, Liesl Chung. And Liesl is the Executive Director of Vanguard Skin Specialists. And a conversation we're going to have today that I hope you find as intriguing as I know I will. Liesl is taking some risks through the coronavirus crisis, and a lot of that has to do with supporting her team and keeping the operation going at the same time when a lot of people are making more difficult decisions. Liesl, good morning and welcome to the Business Edition.
Hey, good morning, Ted. It's good to speak with you again.
You as well. I'm trying to recall how long it's been, but let's just say it this way. It's been too long.
It has been too long. It's good to be with you.
I do so admire the backstory behind the clinics and how you have, you and your husband have brought these clinics to such a wonderful, successful place. You have four operations total now, right?
Well, since we last spoke, we opened a fifth office, so now we have five offices in Colorado Springs, Canyon City, Woodland Park, and Pueblo.
So the rule is don't blink because number six will open and number seven will open. You've done an amazing job of growing this very fantastic business. Liesl, if you don't mind, let's talk about you. And are you okay to share some of this backstory of yours and your husband's and kind of how the two of you found each other and came together and got Vanguard Skin Specialists started?
Sure. I'm happy to give you a little bit of a backstory. So my husband and I, we are high school sweethearts. We met in the state of Arkansas, where both of us grew up. We ended up going to college about a couple of years apart, or a couple of hours apart from each other. So we used to take Greyhound bus back and forth to visit each other in college. And he ended up taking the path of going to medical school, and I went to business school. And we never expected to work together because we saw these as two very different paths. And then when we made the decision to move out here to Colorado Springs and he was opening a practice, this was about 11 years ago, I told him I would take a very brief break of just a few months to help him out with this. And then here we are 11 years later, still working together.
And it has been a relationship that's just done amazing things in the medical community and certainly for the community, certainly for your patients. And a lot of it boils down to something that you taught me in one of our first conversations about how much attention you pay with regard to your staff experience, knowing that that translates into a superior customer experience.
We do. We talk a lot about how we are a mission-driven practice. Our mission is to make a positive impact on our patients, our community, and our world. And this is something that all of our team members can recite by heart. If you were to walk in and ask, what's Vanguard's mission, they'll be able to tell you right away. We call ourselves a tribe because we hold each other accountable to very high standards, but we also take care of each other. And we talk a lot about our values, about integrity, grit, and humility. And in terms of our mission, making this positive impact, it drives everything we do, everything from humanitarian missions that we go on and support around the world to our aesthetic skincare practice where we donate all of our proceeds to charity, to even doctors just simply giving their cell phone numbers to all of their patients. And so this mission just permeates our culture and what we stand for as a practice.
All right, Liesl, we're going to take a brief pause here. We're going to hear for a couple of minutes from another business owner in the community who has raised their hand and said, I'm here, I'm open for business. We'll be back after that and a couple of quick commercial breaks. And then I think what you've done here is set the stage very nicely for what's to come. Let's speak when we come back to the broader context of what's happening in healthcare, and then let's kind of drill down from there. The story is just incredibly intriguing. So glad you're here this morning. Open for biz next. We're going to hear from Between Friends, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. And welcome back. Happy Friday to you. Liesl Chung joins me today, Vanguard Skin Specialist Executive Director. As we left sort of framing the conversation, we sort of sets the stage for what's to come. And Liesl, let's talk a bit about the broader context of what's happening in healthcare and how that's affecting Vanguard skin specialists and vice versa.
Yeah, so Ted, while medical practices are considered an essential business, we have not been immune to what's happening. So I know people are aware that hospitals have been gearing up, but in contrast to that, hundreds of thousands of healthcare workers are being laid off and furloughed here in Colorado Springs and around the country. So recently, the American Academy of Family Physicians estimated that about 800,000 employees of family practices will be furloughed, laid off, or have hours reduced, and that's only family practice. Similar trends are happening at specialty practices, hospitals, and in particular, rural hospitals. And I know that doesn't make sense. How are healthcare workers being laid off when we're in the middle of a healthcare crisis? But the reasons this is occurring is, first, we've seen a lot of restrictions on non-essential in-office visits. And this is understandable because people need to stay at home. We also see restrictions on elective surgeries and procedures. And just to be clear, elective doesn't mean cosmetic. It includes things like cataract surgery, joint replacements. And in our case, it means not operating on non-melanoma skin cancers. So if a skin cancer is not aggressive or not metastatic, then we can't operate on that right now. And again, all of these things, they're important at this moment to protect our state and our country as a whole. So it's not a statement against these restrictions, but it's just explaining why it is we have so many healthcare workers and employees of medical practices who are out of work right now.
And the impact to Vanguard skin specialists?
The impact was pretty dramatic. Like most people in this state, it was business as usual. And then over about a two-week time frame, we quickly saw changes in guidelines and restrictions at both the state and the national level. And so as we started seeing coronavirus numbers climb, we started rescheduling our older patients, and then shortly thereafter, canceling non-essential visits, canceling surgeries. And the changes kept coming. And so we entered into a free fall. And our volume in terms of patient visits dropped about 80 to 90% in a matter of 2 weeks. And the way I've described it is I feel like we've been dropped into a lake that was deep and cold, and then we were told to swim to shore. And then as the days passed, that shore kept getting farther and farther away. And I think many people who are running medical practices, many people who own businesses are feeling this right now.
And you're finding yourself, like so many business owners, at a very, very complex and difficult crossroads.
We are. We are very much feeling that. And when you're in the middle of this lake and that shore is so far away where you can't see it, it can be hard to know exactly what direction to go in. And for us, I talked a little bit about our mission. We have this mission at Vanguard that we make a positive impact on our patients, our community, and our world. And we talk about our values of integrity, grit, and humility. And we talk about these things when times are good. And so now what do we do now that we've been dropped in the middle of this lake? And we decided this is not the time to ignore our mission and values, but instead it's the time when we really just need to stay strong and to follow our mission. So I can talk a little bit about what we did. I recognize that not every place can do exactly what we did, but I'll just outline our steps. So the first thing is at Vanguard, we say leaders eat last. So our board got together, and everyone agreed that as leaders, we need to cut our own pay. So everyone decided we're going to cut our own pay 80 to 100%. And then the next day, our doctors met, and our doctors agreed to take very, very steep pay cuts in order to protect our staff. Then right after that, our PAs and our nurse practitioners met. They agreed to take pay cuts. And then the managers met right after that and agreed to take pay cuts. And what amazes me after just having these meetings night after night is that our leaders came asking if they could take a bigger cut than what other people in the group were doing so that they could protect their staff members' jobs. So that was the very first thing we put in place. We said leaders eat last, so let's take the sacrifices at the top.
And this, Liesl, is the crux of this entire discussion. It is this risk that you're taking in order to protect and preserve your team.
It is. Although I don't see it as a risk, I feel like we have invested so much in terms of who we are, in terms of our mission, and in terms of our culture. And for us, we feel like our people, that is our asset, that's our treasure. And so after this step, what we did is we went to our team, and it was a Sunday morning. We said, we're going to do a virtual fireside chat. So everyone got on Zoom on a Sunday morning. And we communicated very honestly where we are as a practice. And I told them exactly what I told you, that they are our most treasured asset, and that we're going to make it to the shore now that we've been dropped in the middle of the lake. And I told them about the sacrifices that were made at the top in order to preserve their jobs. After that meeting, by the time we were done with all the different conversations, about two-thirds of our people offered to take reduced hours, to take time off, and to make various sacrifices. And so I'll tell you, as hard as these weeks have been, I have never been prouder of our team or felt more gratitude. And I realized deeply that as difficult as the financial situation is, we are so rich in the relationships that we have. Because some of the actions and offers that came in from the team were so sacrificial, I had to say, no, I'm actually not going to allow you to do that. So that was the second. After our leaders made sacrifices, we communicated with our team, and we just had many team members just come forth and say, hey, I can do with a little less in terms of hours, or I can use up my paid time off, or I can take some unpaid leave. And so that's the second thing that happened at our practice.
Lisa, and this is where I'm particularly intrigued and would like to go, would like to kind of go back up to about 30,000 feet here, if you don't
mind.
Not every business owner is thinking ahead to a situation like this. How exactly were you able to prepare for this unknown?
We did not prepare for this unknown. I don't think anyone could have envisioned what this would look like. And even as it was happening, I would think through, okay, what is our worst case scenario? What's the worst thing that could happen next week? And the following week would actually look worse than what I had expected. And I think a lot of business owners would say that. I mean, things have accelerated so quickly. So I don't think anyone can prepare for this. But having said that, I think what we invested in is a team that really cares about each other and cares about others. And at the end of February, before all of this happened, we actually had a team of about 10 or 11 members of Vanguard who were in Haiti serving. And they came back from Haiti, and one of them told me, as she was reflecting on this, she said, you know what, I just came back from Haiti, and I have that in the back of my mind as we're going through this, and it just gives me perspective. And so I think it's all of the things that we've done over the years to invest in this team that made it possible for everyone to start raising their hand and saying, I can help in this situation.
And I respect that in ways you can't possibly imagine, Lisa. You know, not every business, and this is not to throw rocks at any business. Everybody who is trying to succeed is working really hard. This kind of thing is just incredibly devastating. And there's panic in the business community. There is fear. There's, there's making rash decisions in some cases. And you, I think, are a sterling example of the exact opposite of staring this thing in the maw and saying, no, we're not going there. We're going to survive this.
Well, I think what helps in the situation is that we all have to understand that this is temporary. And there is going to be a time when we don't think about coronavirus anymore. And it's hard to believe right now, but that is going to happen. And so this is temporary. So I think as a business owner, you have to plan in the short term. You have to manage everything week to week and execute very well. But you can't lose sight of the long-term picture, and you can't lose sight of everything that you've invested in. And so I think it's important to have both that short-term operational planning, but then the long-term goals in terms of what you want to achieve as a medical practice or as a business.
Lisa, we've going to take a quick break here. We're going to get our news at the bottom of the hour and get a couple of other updates. We'll be back in just a few minutes and pick up where we left off. Particularly if you're a business owner, you know that your business is like having another child. Let's set things up and start there. Does that sound okay?
Sounds great.
Lisa Chung, Executive Director, Vanguard Skin Specialist. We'll be back in just a few minutes. And welcome back and happy Friday to all of you. Liesl Chung, my guest today, Executive Director of Vanguard Skin Specialist, an extraordinary story of survival in a time of pandemic and when the healthcare industry is so severely impacted. A team that remains intact, leadership components of that team that has stepped up and sacrificed mightily, even all the way down to staff and support team, all willing to sacrifice, all with the understanding that that means the survival of the business and the family can come back together. Liesl, does that sort of frame that accurately?
It does frame it, and I am just so grateful to the team that I work with because a lot of people have stepped up and they've offered to take sacrifices. Now, I wish I could tell you that that's enough, and so I don't want to paint an overly optimistic picture of where we are because we are still very much in the red, and this morning as we speak, I feel the very heavy burden of what that means to the practice and just to our team in general, and I know that there are many businesses out there who are listening right now who are also in the red. And in this moment, it's about buying time to weather this situation as long as possible. And so if I could, I'd love to just give some practical advice to all the business owners and practice owners who are listening this morning.
By all means, please do.
Yeah, I mean, the first piece of advice I would tell folks is you need to understand what your weekly cash picture looks like. You have to model it out. You have to understand where you stand and where are you going financially next week. I mean, literally, just week by week. And then it's finding the funding sources to fill the gap. And there are a lot of sources that are out there right now, everything from the Paycheck Protection Program to things that came through in the CARES Act to SBA bridge loans. And so I would just encourage business owners to look at all of those sources. And what we did is as we were managing our cash, our leaders and owners took all the sacrifices first. And where you can, just to be generous, because I think that sets the tone for the overall team and what others are willing to do as well. And so that's the first piece of advice I would give to folks. The second is I would encourage people to understand what is your opportunity right now. So for us, not being able to see patients in the office, we did a major pivot on how we deliver care. And I work with a team of doctors. They give their cell phone numbers out to everybody. They put it on her after-hours message. And so for them to think about being disconnected from their patients is unthinkable. And so we overnight went from taking care of patients in person to launching telemedicine. So that's delivering medical care through video conference, through photographs, sometimes phone calls and photographs in combination. And we knew we had to stay connected with our patients for continuity of care, and we wanted our patients to stay at home. And so we call this program Vanguard Virtual Visits. And we went from having no telemedicine to, at this point, hundreds of patients are cared for each week through Vanguard Virtual Visits. All of our doctors, PAs, and NPs are available virtually to take care of patients, whether they have acne or new concerning spots or rashes or refills on prescriptions. And then if someone has something like melanoma, then that's an instance where we may bring them into the office since that's something that can't wait, but everyone else, we're taking care of them virtually. And so I would say if you're a practice owner, think about virtual care so you can stay connected with your patients. And then if you're a business owner, think through what is your opportunity right now. And it may even be things that you have been wanting to do and you haven't had a chance to do. Someone told me a great quote. They said, "Do not let a crisis go to waste." And I thought about that when they said that, and I thought it's true. There are certain things I've always wanted to do, and we just haven't had an opportunity to do it. And now is the time. And so think through what are all the improvements you've wanted to do, different areas that you've wanted to change, and use this opportunity to make those changes.
Yeah, but the idea of working on the business instead of in it at a time like this, absolutely.
That's right. That's absolutely right, because your business will reopen, or a lot of businesses will reopen, and we will get past this. And so it's thinking through those opportunities. The third piece of advice I would give to folks is to think about what your communication style is going to be during this time. We've all been watching those press conferences of various government leaders, and we probably all have opinions about who's doing a good job and who isn't. And I think as a business leader, you also have to think through, all right, what is my communication now? It needs to be frequent. It needs to be open and honest. It needs to be to the point. And it needs to be really transparent. Sometimes it's going to be bad news, but we have to share it with our team. And then I think it's okay to admit that our message is going to change as circumstances change. It's okay to admit that we're going to get it wrong. Now's the time to give yourself grace and to give your team grace for mistakes that are going to be made. But to really just over-communicate as much as you can just to take your team through this situation. And then fourth, what I would encourage folks to do is to just be true to what your mission is as an organization. And if there's a way to give, this is an opportunity to do it. It is when things are difficult that we should look for ways to give. And so, for example, on our end, we are offering something called Free Fridays during the month of April. So all of our care is delivered virtually through Vanguard Virtual Visits. But on Fridays, what we're going to do is offer free virtual visits to people in our community who have been laid off or who are uninsured and cannot afford dermatology care right now. And so those patients can call our office, and we will get them scheduled for a complimentary visit, and all of our medical providers are offering that this month.
A fantastic offer and a great service. Thank you on behalf of the community for that.
Well, I think it's a time where we feel really fortunate that we're able to do what we do, and so we want to be able to offer this service to others who might need it.
All right. Liesl, you're also connected to the El Paso County Medical Society. And the Pueblo Medical Society, as I understand it.
Yes, we are. And so thank you for mentioning that, because we are hosting a session next Tuesday. So next Tuesday at 6 o'clock, the El Paso County Medical Society and the Pueblo Medical Society are having a session about private practice during this time. I am going to be one of the panelists as part of that session. So if you're a medical practice owner, then please connect with that. The reason I'm doing that is because I would like to see as many medical practices survive as possible. And so we're just going to outline some practical tips and just some advice on how to guide your medical practice through this situation.
And we're going to go to a break here, but what I'll do is I'll get the web addresses for both societies. And we'll give those out. I imagine that's where medical practice owners can register for this webinar.
That's right. And those invitations, I believe they're going out this morning. And so they can also click on invitations that are going out to all the members of those societies.
Perfect. Yes. 100 plus years for the El Paso County Medical Society. That's Mike Ware and his team. And then I have met a time or two the director of the Pueblo Medical Society. Stellar, outstanding people, and preserving, protecting the interests of the medical community here in our region, which helps you do your jobs as extraordinarily well as you do them. So with that, Liesl, we're going to speak briefly with another business owner, Harding Nursery, who is open for business during the COVID crisis, a commercial break, and then we'll be back with Liesl Chung, who is the executive director of Vanguard Skin Specialists. And welcome back. Liesl Chung, my guest today, Vanguard Skin Specialist. Visit Vanguard Skin Specialist online at vanguardskin.com. That's vanguardskin.com. A wonderful conversation this morning, some practical tips and advice, even resources to offer. Liesl, may we linger on the medical societies momentarily and how those are set up to benefit medical practices who may not be members and who could be listening right now?
Of course, please.
All right. I know that you are fairly active in El Paso County Medical Society, also part of Pueblo's Medical Society as well?
We are as well, because we do have an office in Pueblo, and so we do consider that one of our communities.
Right. And that's Cheryl Law there, who is Dr. Cheryl Law, I believe, who is the executive director. I've had the pleasure of meeting and working with her a time or two. She's wonderful. Mike Ware is wonderful, the executive director here. And they both very strongly encourage medical practices to become part of their societies. The societies serve an extraordinary purpose. Liesl, would you like to sort of expound on that a bit?
Yeah, absolutely. And so both of those societies exist to support community physicians. And so they have resources and staff who are available for any community physicians who are operating medical practices so that they can get just practical advice on how to how to run their practices. They also advocate on behalf of our community physicians as well. And so I would encourage any doctor in this community to join either the El Paso County Medical Society, which is also called ProPractice, and then the Pueblo Medical Society as well. And then next Tuesday, they're hosting the webinar for all of their members just to talk about how do you run a private practice during a time like this.
And you, of course, will be one of those panelists. And web addresses at EPCMS, that's El Paso County Medical Society, EPCMS.org for more information on joining the El Paso County Medical Society, Pueblo Medical Society, same thing, PuebloCMS.org. That's PuebloCMS.org. Liesl, thus far, an extraordinarily wonderful story that you're telling. Difficult times for everybody. The way you're, pardon my crassness, muscling your way through this is really intriguing, and I hope will serve as the gold standard for medical practices throughout our region.
Well, thank you, Ted. That's really kind. And as you say, it's a story that I'm telling. It actually reminds me of something. So I come from a family that's Korean. So my grandparents survived the Korean War, and my parents lived in post-war Korea. So I grew up hearing all of their stories. And that's what I have in the back of my mind as we go through all of this. I think about these stories that they told me as I was growing up, because we're in a moment that I see as one of the defining times. I mean, you're never going to forget about this. Your children are not going to forget about this. So this is a defining moment in our lives. And there's going to be a day when all of us sit around and we're going to tell our children, our grandchildren, our loved ones about what we did as we went through COVID-19. And so I think about that and I think, what is the story that I am going to tell about this time? And it could be a story about self-preservation, but that's not the story that I want to tell. And so I ask myself, what is the story I want to tell? And I think that's the question that all of us should ask ourselves as business owners and just as human beings as we go through this. Because every single day we're making choices that shape the story that we're going to tell. And so we want it to be a story that's worth telling. And I'm very much aware that this is a show for business owners, and I'm aware that businesses are having a hard time. There are going to be some businesses that don't even make it through this, and my heart goes out to them because I know what it's like to just pour your heart and just everything that you have into a business. But I think it's important as we go through this to know that more critical than the outcome is going to be the journey that we all go on, because it's that journey that defines who we are. And it's not whether we succeed or fail. It's not whether our business succeeds or fails, but it's how we took that journey. And so I think it's important to manage in a way that makes you proud, because one day all of us are going to be telling this story, and I think all of us want to make it a story that counts.
Liesl Chung, Executive Director, Vanguard Skin Specialist, and I can't say it enough, an extraordinary story. VanguardSkin.com, the way to get more familiar with Liesl Chung and her operation, VanguardSkin.com. Also, not this this coming Tuesday, is that right? The invitation for people who are practices who are already members of the medical societies, please respond to those invitations. And you'll see Liesl on the panel talking about some tips and things that will be very valuable to your survival as we progress through this pandemic. And Liesl, I want to thank you for all you do, not only for your team, but for your patients and for the health, wellness of the medical community here in the Pikes Peak region.
Thank you, Ted. I appreciate that, and that means a lot. And it's been a pleasure to just spend this morning with you.
Same here. Thank you so much, Liesl. And that is it for this edition of the Extra Business Edition. We return next week right here on KRDO News Radio, Friday at 9 a.m.
You've been listening to the Extra Business Edition podcast with Ted Robertson. The Extra Business Edition is a production of the KRDO Network and airs live Friday mornings at 9 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and KRDO.com. Listen on demand at KRDO.com under the radio tab. click on podcasts.